USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says help is on the way in the form of President-elect Joe Biden.
His plan makes big, bold, urgent action building on some of our Democratic initiatives in the last Congress, including an increase in direct payments to $2,000.
During a briefing on Capitol Hill, Pelosi cheering Biden's proposal for an aggressive new coronavirus relief package. Vice President Mike Pence says the Trump administration is committed to an orderly transition and a safe inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden next week. Pence meeting with some of the National Guard members and offering them some words of encouragement.
Thank your families as well. I know you all had to mob out to get here. And being here at the Capitol, providing the level of security that's going to make it possible for us to...
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
The MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues at MyPillow.com. If you go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, you can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings. King-size, only $5 more. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
One lucky person or group could win big while buying Mega Millions and Powerball tickets this weekend. The two national lotteries are worth nearly $1.2 billion combined. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is worth $750 million with the cash option of $550 million. Tomorrow's Powerball jackpot stands at $640 million with a lump sum option of $478 million. Both drawings are set for 11 p.m. Eastern Time. Meg Shrev-Reardon is the executive director with the Missouri Lottery. She tells ABC News,
there has been an 80% spike in sales since last Saturday, and it's continuing to grow as the hours tick. I think that now people are really looking for a little bit of hope, a little bit of something to do. Bye.
The odds of winning that big Mega Millions jackpot, 1 in 302 million. But in some people's eyes, there is still a chance. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Governors across the country are prepping state capitals for Inauguration Day.
State capitals across the country are beefing up security after an FBI warning that armed protests were possible leading up to Inauguration Day. Virginia Governor Ralph Northam tells ABC News about the preparations being made at the state capitol in Richmond ahead of possible protests.
Well, unfortunately, we have experience here in Virginia. We had the riots in Charlottesville back in August of 2017, and then we had a lot of armed protesters in January. And so we have some experience. We're obviously working with our local law enforcement, our state police. We have Capitol Police here, and we also have the National Guard available. So we have prepared. Unfortunately, fences are up around our state's capital. The bottom floor, the windows have been boarded up. It's an unfortunate situation, but we've made it known to these individuals that if they come here looking for trouble, that we're ready and the outcome is not going to be good for them.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Joe Biden is promising to issue an order on his first day in office requiring that all schools receiving federal funding let transgendered athletes play on the sports teams and use locker rooms and bathrooms according to their gender identity. More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.